Don't fuck this up. Hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. Ah, why did I ever have long hair? Why did I ever have long hair, Rob? Looks delicious short.
Will you shut up? Just shut up! I can't see! Ah!
It was Brian McCarthy.
Yes. Oh, I didn't get it.
You deserved it.
You are out of your fucking mind.
Blind, and he had a scarf on. He didn't know who dressed them.
Yeah. I'll say it again. One of the best shows on the network, Burning Bridges. If you go back to the early days of when we first started doing this and we were on Tuesdays and then we went to weekly, I was like, dude, if you're coming in to see our show, I'd say come in on Monday. You get to see Burning Bridges. And again, I think that was a great show yesterday. Brian had a bit of a meltdown. If only he could drop his blood pressure like he drops names in the average course of a conversation. But, I tried not to talk.
Hey, Opie, I heard you got in trouble yesterday.
I don't believe I did.
I was at home. I turned the show on. I see you strolling a little. I think maybe you were a little boozed up.
I was a little boozed up.
You're
I've been
out
worse.
With the guys. You and Bill Schultz came in. You're both dressed like you were at a Syracuse game.
Yeah. Mine was a Tennessee Vols hoodie.
And Brian McCarthy got angry at you because you were talking.
If you go back and watch the tape, and I cannot recommend watching the tape. I sat down.
You cannot recommend watching the tape?
I cannot recommend watching the tape enough. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Because at first you said watch the tape.
Actually, that means
then you said I cannot recommend watching the tape.
That means completely the opposite.
Yeah,
I cannot recommend watching the tape enough.
So you want
people
to watch the tape or you don't?
I do.
Okay, so you can recommend watching the tape.
No, I can't recommend watching the tape enough. I can recommend watching the tape, but I can't recommend watching the tape enough.
All right, just so everybody's not thrown off, I do have a blazer on because I have to be at the Friars Club at 1.
I was wondering. You look very nice, young man.
Yeah. I don't feel nice. A black guy was mean to me today.
What happened?
I went to the gym, and there's a rule, like, if there's a towel on equipment, you don't use it. But there was a towel just sitting there for about 10 minutes, so I go and use this piece of equipment. This black guy came up, no legs. He was all right. And
what?
He goes, Yeah, I mean, he had legs, but not good legs.
I honestly
If he had no legs, I would have just kicked him over.
I can't recommend enough being more specific.
Yeah, so he goes, yo, my towel was there. And I go, yeah, it's there now because I moved it.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm going to work in, please. And I said, all right. So it was technically he was within the realm of etiquette, but it just came across as a little rude. And I don't like when someone says yo aggressively to me. That to me feels like I owned his grandparents or something.
But you like a casual yo? Like, how do you say?
Sure, like a yo, what's up? Like that, but it's like yo. Like, don't talk to me like you're in jail. We're in Forest Hills. I don't need that.
What if it's more of just a gangster, hey, that's my towel, yo? What if they end with the yo?
Jam, that'd be better, but it's like, first of all, I had Robert on speed dial. I was about to call him over because I was
just
like,
to come mace him?
No, just like, there's a guy here. I think he just said something that he knew about the towers going down or something. I think that's always a good one. That'll at least get people questioned.
Sure, sure.
And I can't wait to get Orion for this. And then I also realized this. If a black guy is mean to you in the morning, it makes you dislike many black people throughout the day until you meet a white black person. And then you're like, oh, I was wrong about all these other black people. I really like Darius Rucker.
So you're saying one bad encounter.
I mean, it's an honest thought that I had where I was just like, I did not want to. I sat next to a black lady on the train. She was almost nice enough to switch it because she was asleep. So she didn't say anything. But it's like, I could tell if she woke up, she'd be a mean black person. So it's like, now I just got to go through. Hopefully, I'll see. Maybe I'll bump into Jabuki Young White or something.
Oh,
and
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I just need to see a white black person or at least a Republican. If I could watch Sheriff David Clark on Fox, I'd feel better. But right now, I am in a no black people zone.
Does it work the other way? Like, if you have a nice encounter with a black person early in the morning, You know, does it like last the rest of the day, and then you're like, oh, they're fine or no?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen often because I ride the Long Island Railroad. So
see, that sounds more racist. Yeah, than
but
any.
I'm gonna tell you this: last night we saw a horrible white person. My wife gets all hungry on the way home. I don't know what it is. So she's like, hey, do you want to go get Golden Corral and eat there for 3 hours? I go, look, lady, I don't know who you married. And she's like, can we get drive-thru? So I take her to Wendy's. I'm not eating it. I told you yesterday my nipples were too big. I got to lose weight.
I heard that.
So we're at the Wendy's, and it's got two drive-thru lanes that go into one. It's the one in Forest Hills. And this guy behind, I fly right through. This guy behind me starts yelling like, what the fuck? These other guys are fucking going right through. And I'm fucking sitting over here. Hey, dummy, listen. I swear if you fucking try and pass me. And I'm like, if he's talking to me, I'll get out of the car. Because I'll get out of the car. I don't give a shit.
Is he yelling this out the window?
Yeah, he's yelling out the window. And then you see the poor woman in the Wendy's. She's like, go the fuck back to India, wherever yours is from. And I was like, oh, this is good. And there's somebody next to him in the car just sitting there like, what the fuck? But it was like old school racism. Not like my thoughts on having a bad black person in the morning and then hoping for a white
black
person in the
afternoon.
That's more
cutting edge. That's more cutting edge hatred.
Yeah. But this guy was going on. And then Christine tried to be like, Christine's like, ask her if she's okay. I'm like, motherfucker, no, she's not okay. She's from India. She's just happy she's not cleaning herself in a river in Mumbai right now. So then we get up to the thing, and the guy goes to hand me a shit. And my first concern is, oh, I hope that they don't think that I was that car because Christine's going to be eating a cum burger. And then so then he gives us the stuff, and Christine's like, is she okay? But the thing closes. The guy didn't give a shit. But the guy was yelling. He's like, you're protected behind that glass now, but you got to leave work at some point.
So he's just yelling at the, oh, he's because I got confused. I thought you meant he was yelling at another car. He's yelling at the drive-thru.
First, he was yelling at the other car. Then I don't know. I mean, I was about to get out. I'll get out at a drive-thru. I got, you know, my emotional range now. I'll choke somebody at a drive-thru.
I don't know that you should do that.
Why?
Maybe it's better you're emotionally crippled when it comes to these drive-thru late night.
Beard's coming in really nicely.
Looks
I need
good.
A tan. Yeah.
It's going to be a good-looking show now that we're so well-groomed.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing at the Friars?
I'm going there for Rape Tuesdays.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah. In the Milton Borough Room, they basically trick like two women and they say, hey, we're being more inclusive now. We're bringing women into the Friars Club. And then you go, it's me, Bruce Willis, Ted Danson, and Blackface.
That's not a thing.
Yeah. Ted Danson did Blackface.
I know,
Friars,
and he was
though.
Dating Whoopi Goldberg, but I'm saying they're not doing it now.
She'll be there too. Yeah. And you go in and you you rape two women and then you go roasted and Jeff Ross runs off.
There's our boy. I bumped into speaking of Friars. I bumped.
John's
into,
here.
I saw that.
I'm here with everybody that had to wait. Bill Schultz just came in. I mean, you guys fucking got in a beef with a handicapped man yesterday. Brian McCarthy.
I'll say it again. Go back and watch it.
I called Kevin Brennan afterwards. I wanted to call you, but I'm like, you're probably sleeping it off or doing ketamine in the Port Authority with Steve Sullivan.
What did our boy have to say?
The guy was asking Bill for coke yesterday.
Oh,
the guy's asking my wife for coke.
Me? He was at
Steve's
the...
He's a great guy. I'm telling you, I thought he was going to try and kiss me. Because you don't know with him. He's a little bit native. They feel like you owe it to them.
Canadian? Yeah, he does have a weird, you're saying he's part Indian or part whatever is up
there?
Yeah,
like,
Inuit?
No, just Indian. You call it native. Yeah. Not Indian like the woman getting yelled at in the Wendy's last night. Indian like
not.
We got casinos and smallpox.
Obviously not.
Yeah. Different kind of Indian.
Wait, so what did Brennan say?
I called Brennan. I go, that was great radio.
I agree.
I go, you want to team up and do a show? And he goes, yeah. So now it's you and McCarthy.
No.
Should we watch it just for fun?
What?
Should we watch it just for fun?
Yeah, let's watch it.
Let's,
and then,
I didn't
and then
want,
we'll go to Ori.
I didn't want to bring it up because it would have Gino's instigating.
You're drunk in this still, Phil. Bill Schultz is just wondering how he can get on another bus.
Oh, but hey, can I request, one thing? Pause it. Can I request one thing? Can we go to the very beginning when I walk in, don't say anything, and he calls me out?
I would like to see the part where you trip over the mic stand.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
We don't have that part.
No,
we don't have that part.
It's weird. You only have the narrative that you and John want to write, where you zoom in on a blind man having a mini stroke.
That was great.
Yeah.
And Brennan might have that.
I just, can I just talk for one second?
I love Brennan.
Can I?
Here's
Bill.
Talk
for one second. Shut the fuck up.
shut the fuck up! If I came to your show and sat on the fucking couch,
treating
the microphone like an asshole, and didn't let your guests talk, I would be fucking pissed! Show some fucking respect, you drunk piece of shit, and you fucking toe!
No!
This is our guest!
Who's the toe?
Brandon, what he does!
I literally...
No!
I have to put him down.
Sagalow is in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We're talking about his shit!
Don't you dare. I'm on your side.
Stella!
Don't you do shit on me. Go choke him. Go choke him.
God damn you.
I had to
God damn you.
So your spit.
My cycle is like fucking Gino. I'm always in the wrong. I'll say it again. You go back and watch it. I can't recommend it enough. Go back and watch it and see one point where I don't. I just sit there. I'm like, look, they wanted me to come. And he keeps yelling at me. I'm like, what?
Gino, it doesn't matter that they wanted you to come. You're a grown man. You can say, I don't want to go.
Oh, I have no problem that I went, but that's just me adding to the fact I wasn't like, hey, I can't wait to go. They're yelling at me, and I'm being very well behaved, not my show. I love this.
See, I think the opposite was, I think their complaint was you were not being well behaved.
I'm saying
that's what they thought
because they kept engaging me.
Everything you're saying, and I love you very much. You're blaming other people.
I'm not blaming anyone.
This is
a
part
great
of being
show.
Emotionally retarded.
Let me explain something. Blame would be like, this is why this happened. I'm just saying, I'm sitting there getting yelled at, and I have no problem with it. This is great fucking radio. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. Brennan, he's angry. That's his show, but he's hilarious. I love that show. But who am I blaming?
I think they were engaging you the whole time saying, we don't want you here. You talk too much. Yeah. That's what the whole engaging was.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking when they were saying that.
No, you were engaging with them the whole time.
That's
so
great.
Much that I went in and finally was like, at least grab a microphone because you've been talking.
Let me, fair
not
enough.
Not engaging for so long.
Fair enough. So
wait,
when
who'd
I went
you
in,
get engaged to?
No, that means interact. That means to, you know, like, don't you watch Top Gun, engage, Mav? Anyway. I cannot recommend watching that enough. Fucking hysterical.
So you don't recommend what?
No, I cannot recommend watching it enough.
Watching what?
Brian, have a mini stroke.
You want us to watch it?
I want you to watch
it. So why do you say I can't recommend it?
I want you to watch the part where after Brian's having a stroke or they're yelling at me at some point, they actually put the cameras on themselves, the two henchmen, fucking laughing at their handiwork. That's what I want you to watch. I went back and watched it, and I enjoyed it. I think it's great. I think it's great. And I still have no problem with either one of them. I really don't. God, it's not easy fucking.
I wonder what they would say.
Well, you know, I didn't sleep at all last night worrying. Kidding. Fast out drunk.
All right. We're going to cut to Bam Margera, who's live in studio. Sorry, he's not here. He promised me he'd be here today. Do you know who he is?
Bam Margera, yeah.
Yeah, it was from Jackass.
I dated a very young
Can I patch you through to John while he patches us through to somebody that's going to patch us through to Garrett, and that'll patch us through to Ori?
A lot of patches.
Yeah.
It's like hey, guys, patching through right now. How you doing?
Patching through to you.
Listen, I'm going to have to patch it through over to Garrett. Okay, right
patching
here
through.
We go.
Okay.
You're just switching them.
It is breakfast time, which means...
Okay. Yeah. Right. Are we on Egg Watch?
Let's take it live.
Ori usually covers Egg Watch. That's I don't know how much we're paying this guy. Here he is.
I'm Ori O'Connor. Welcome to the news at 9:13.
Hey, Ori, how you doing, buddy?
I've been better. Sometimes people get mad at me in the morning, but then they see my face and they cheer up.
They just got to,
they're mad at my forehead, but then they look at my mouth and they're all right. Then they look at my neck and they get angry again.
But what happens when they
get... We take you live now to Egg Watch. Garrett's on egg number one.
He's
already bitten
egg.
He has peeled it apart.
Did you not come in with stories again, Ori, and you just want to watch Garrett eat an egg?
Looks like he's enjoying it.
Seems like you've got some weird fetish with the egg thing.
Nobody's got a fetish with an egg. Just keeping agriculture alive and watching the Dow Jones. Good egg. What puzzles me the most about it is that he doesn't need liquids when he goes
through
the eggs.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because sometimes I'll have an egg and I'll be like, I need a sip of something.
You ever see Cool Hand Luke?
Yes.
When he eats what? 30?
Yes, he ate at least three eggs.
No, was it 37? How many was it? Was it 50?
How many?
I think it was 50, 14.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be under his bunk, if you know what I'm saying.
But that's a lot of eggs. And Garrett, I can't believe we're on Garrett this entire time.
Garrett just has two eggs. That's all he eats. Egg number one is going down smoothly. He doesn't feel as much of a challenge as he did yesterday, where he had to prove himself by putting the whole egg in his mouth.
Yes, now he's
going at his own pace
he's
today.
He's his own man.
You got to respect that.
Now, is that a specific diet you're on, Garrett, or do you just like think eggs are easy to
you
have?
Don't interrupt a man when he's got a mouthful of eggs.
That's true. I apologize. Sorry. Where are my fucking manners?
I'm Ori O'Connor.
Yeah, we know.
My forehead is Harlem. My mouth is Midtown. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
There you go. It's really growing for you. I miss anal bin pooper. What?
Feeling good about things over here at Compound now. I saw yesterday was a little bit of a hubbub.
I believe it's called a kerfuffle.
There was a kerfuffle mainly around you. I don't drink myself because I find Alizé too syrupy.
Looks like you had a little problem drinking bleach at some point in your life.
Not at all. Just born this way, like okay. Lady Gaga says.
Sure, surely.
Yeah. So I don't drink. Once in a while, I'll have an alcohol-free beer.
Sure.
But never drink and drive because you know what happens. Sometimes you get pulled over. They'll shoot my forehead and let my mouth walk away.
That seems hard to envision, but I'm going to take your word for it.
The shot to the forehead usually does a lot of damage.
It looks like they have a little hole to aim for.
Yeah, well, I do confuse police, I'll tell you that.
If they shoot you in the white part, does that change the statistic? The statistic?
It's all right. We'll have Brian McCarthy calling in shortly. I've got big news stories today, Gino, as we continue Egg Watch. One egg is done. The other one is just getting... Oh, here we are, back to Egg Watch.
What's that? He's on the second egg? He's on the second egg.
We take you live back to Egg Watch.
We don't need music every time you take off an egg. Who the fuck left that unattended?
A fat man just walked in behind the egg eater.
I was about to mention that.
Dressed in black, clearly to try and slim himself.
Yeah, as it didn't work the last six times.
Made Garrett giggle with one of my observations. Sometimes on the fly, that's newscasting.
You're pretty good, Ori. Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
The fat guy. His arms look kind of big, but then you notice there's no definition in them. It's just lumps of fat.
You're peeling the egg wrong, Garrett. You're doing it wrong.
There's no wrong way to peel an egg.
You're doing it wrong.
I'll tell you what my mother always told me.
What?
You use your forehead to get a scholarship and your mouth to talk your way out of it.
Here's what you do when you're eating an egg. You smush the fat bottom. Who doesn't like smushy in a fat bottom? I'll tell you about my weekend later. You smush the bottom, and then that's where the space is, and you get under the skin. There's a fine skin between the peel and the egg. I ate an egg once. Can't remember when. Mostly it's been scotch and french fries the past week. What?
So exactly what I did, you mean?
It didn't look well. Then you know what? Then you got to patch me in with a better egg. John, take off your jacket. Stay a while. Jesus.
Egg watch is going smoothly. There's a little piece of, there we go. Getting that thin skin off. He just circumcised the egg. There's a little more skin.
How did we kill 4 minutes on the second egg? I don't know.
And moving forward, I've got to take you to a story.
Why
we'll
is there
return
a puppet
you to egg
behind
watch.
Him? It's freaking me out, man.
Morgan Freeman just came in to watch Egg Watch.
Hey, Morgan, we had a puppet in last week. Your cousin sucked a dick. Some Spanish guy.
Sure, go on.
Hey, who left the whiskey?
All right,
unattended?
I'll pass you over now to Mike Jiggs.
Figs. You can say it, though. It's Tuesday.
Audience, calm down. Audience, calm down.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Friend?
What do you do?
Are we friends?
What? How are we not friends?
I don't know
what is going on?
I don't know if I'm welcome here anymore.
Why?
And what? Because you had another guy on the show.
First of all, who booked the other puppet? Berg, was it Ori? Who booked the
Berg
other
Berg wouldn't do that. He's wearing a suit jacket.
Well, he's got to go to the
fire.
I'm Ori
O'Connor, and Mike, that's how the cookie crumbles.
I thought we were buddies.
We're pals.
I thought we were hanging out.
I got your whiskey, buddy.
I don't drink anymore.
I didn't know you were gay.
Clearly, he's changed since watching what happened to you yesterday.
Why?
Here's the problem. Here's the real problem.
What happened yesterday?
I don't recommend it often.
Here's the problem. I have no problem with yesterday. Rob, what were your thoughts on yesterday? Yeah, thank you. Fantastic.
And you pay him to say that.
Well, you don't think it was funny? It was fucking hysterical.
I didn't watch it because I don't watch the show anymore.
Because we had
you got other Latinos with other puppets.
He's really upset.
I'm so upset.
This isn't even a bit. He's angry. Look, all I do is whoever they send me out, standards and practices,
yeah,
sends these people to me, and I spin the plates. Mm-hmm. According to Brendan, I talk over people. You know me.
Never that. Yeah. Always eye-to-eye contact. Ooh. Never on your phone.
Daddy's a listener.
Daddy's a listener.
Look, the puppet.
And Daddy's also a piece of shit.
I didn't book the puppet, and I kept asking the puppet questions it couldn't answer. Like, how long have you been doing this? Yes. So where do you tour? Places. It was awful.
Yeah.
I think the puppet was actually talking.
And how much did you pay that guy? 500?
Yeah, the usual. 500.
This motherfucker over here, dude.
He came out of Rob's. He's the head writer. It came out of his budget. He was
Rob.
Pissed.
Rob, I thought you were my friend.
I can't even.
Rob, you slide in my DMs. You say you want to fuck my tits. And then you got Latino fucking Jeff Dunham up here.
Are you really
fucking up?
Are you really using the phrase slide into my DMs?
A lot of the Twitter guys like to slide into my DMs.
Are you losing your own voice?
Wait, yes, I'm losing weight. Fuck you, Ellis Philly, son of a bitch.
Can't make me take
my shirt off.
Mike, just a real quick thing. Even though you didn't like that puppet, he got like over 400 listens to.
That's a great callback.
Wow.
Yeah,
so what am I doing wrong, Gino? I changed my Twitter handle like you asked. I've been working out with Berg.
Know who you are. You've been working out with Berg?
Working out with Berg, going to steakhouses with Garrett. What a clean out you get when you go to Ted's Steakhouse with Garrett.
Steakhouse. Ted's is that place with the buffalo on the window.
Oh, he told me it was Ted.
This is Ori O'Connor. Breaking news right now from the Vatican in Rome, France.
Rome, Italy. Close enough, Ori.
We'll edit that later. I cannot recommend
enough
how important this story is. In a time of the Me Too movement,
yep,
where things are very abrupt and women empower movies, Hollywood.
This black guy's got cake batter all over his face.
Sometimes he covers it up.
Is he a baker?
He covers it up with makeup. He had a little pancake stuff on yesterday. Actually,
my mouth write a check that my forehead can't cash.
he coated his face in white out yesterday.
Oh.
It was good.
But moving forward, as you mentioned, Rome, Italy. I am new here. It's my second week. First full week. I apologize.
Day three.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay.
It took me a while. It took me a while to get the hang of it.
He's got the egg washed down and then he wings it. Yeah, buddy. I'm sorry.
Rape has occurred, and a rape did occur, and then someone said that the woman could not have been raped. So we take you live now to that story.
This is a story out of Italy. Italy, figs. Because
I was so nervous there, Garrett. I never thought I'd be that nervous.
We're hanging out. Well,
do you know that when I was a running back for my varsity junior high school... Bless you.
Someone's allergic to mixed races.
But I've never been that nervous before. Now I feel like the black is sweating off my forehead and down into my chin.
I don't even want to.
What's going on? What's this button?
Don't. What?
This button. Oh. Should I press it when I need to speak? No. All right, I'll press it when I need to speak. Can you guys look at this? This is odd, isn't it? The tip is black. The shaft is white. The balls are black.
It's like a zebra.
It is.
Zebra. It's zebra.
Zebra.
The size you would think would be longer, but it looks weird. It looks like the head of Denzel Washington, the body of that man, powder, and then just a whole bunch of melted up Pikachus.
I would think it looks more like a penguin than a zebra. What's he referring to?
Oh, he can hear what
I'm
saying.
It kind of looks like a pencil that's made out of a marble notebook.
It kind of looks like black and white stuff mixed together.
Ori, are you sitting in the booth with your pants down right now? Ori?
Can he hear us? Does he know?
Ori, I'm sitting here with Figs.
Excuse me?
We're just listening to you have a conversation there.
This is Ori O'Connor reporting live with the news.
Sounds like your junk is hanging out. And you're just having the guys like analyze your dick.
Did you
just join this news thing to slowly ease your way in and then show people your dick? Is that what you do? Like, it seems like
a lot of people wonder about what it would look like when you see my face and my neck.
You come in the first day, and you know you're just all friendly, getting to feel it out.
Cake batter all over.
You're a little nervous, and today you come in, you're comfortable enough to just slide down your pants and say, "Look at my dick," and you just casually introduce it into conversation.
Did John just say it looks like a cookies and cream bar?
And Garrett said it looked like. It seems like you just wanted to show your dick. You're not going to leave. You're not going to abandon this now that you got guys to look at your dick. Is that
What's
right?
What's going on with the show?
We take you now live to you don't Mulatto have Biracial Dick Watch.
3 days and you got Oreo Dick over here?
He's really good. He's got his own catchphrase.
I'm Oreo Connor and this is my way.
Please don't.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Pretty sure the bottom... Hold on. Wait a second.
Any chance you get, you guys,
Gino,
a fist going in an ass,
now,
gay porn,
Gino.
I just show up drunk because I like a drink or two. I don't want this dick on my show. Get this dick off my... Blah, 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 blah.
Gino, I'm Oreo Connor, and this is 4 different shots of my way.
No, I mean, look at the marbleization in photo C.
The top one is the one I send usually on Instagram DMs. The second one I utilize for my Twitter profile and plenty of fish. The third one...
I think those are... Dude, I think...
The third one is actually from a lawsuit I have against Starbucks when I burnt my wang. The fourth one is actually a well-done chicken wing.
Yeah, I was about to say, this definitely looks like a breakfast sausage. This is See, now, Gino, you take it to the next level. There's no need to do that.
Do I not even need to move?
You can just...
I'm Oreo Connor, and this is my wang.
Is your dick like a chameleon and a... just a
you know, when it goes in a black woman, it gets blacker.
Right.
When it goes in a white woman, I take her purse.
Okay. Thanks, Jabuki.
She looks like little semen's all over it. They got a little semen on it.
So is your dick like a chameleon? So based on the woman you're with, it changes to the least threatening color?
Yes. I like the first picture because the tip looks like it's chocolate dipped like a strawberry.
All right, so walk me through this. If your dick can change...
Then it looks like a normal dick for a bit.
If your dick indeed does change given the victim, excuse me, the woman you're courting, who is this? Why does it turn that color in picture A? Now, who are you with in picture A?
Picture A, I'm with 2 women.
Okay. Now, picture B, let me guess. You're terrified and it's the middle of winter.
Picture B, I think what happened was a skateboard wheel hit it and it's bruised on the tip.
Why? Why do you have to do that? Why?
It's bruised on the tip.
What is C? Was that when you were in the varsity
after the
running
hot
back?
Coffee was spilled on it. That's mostly burns and scabs.
Okay. And D is just you have your child sent a photo in. What
no,
is
that's
D?
A chicken wing.
Yeah, that's definitely a chicken wing.
Yes.
C has kind of like those, you know, those ancient cave paintings and stuff. You go in those ancient caves.
What time did you get up this morning to come be on screen with 5 dicks?
Hey, this is what you paid me for.
Time did you get up to do this?
Oh, sorry. I've made a mistake. What this is the evolution of time, overtime, of them grafting black skin onto white skin.
What is
I'm offended. I'm leaving.
This is the evolution over time. That's all my penis. The last one's not a chicken wing.
So you're saying this really is the same dick and over time?
Same dick. They're grafting black skin onto white skin to make it blacker.
All right. Well, if I had to pick one... I'd go with C. I like C. It's got personality.
I liked A the best.
A doesn't look like it's finished. A is distracting me. Plus, if you have a dick like C, here's what you do. A lot of anal. So when you pull it out, no matter what, you can't even tell. Do a lot of anal. Just giving you some advice there, Ori.
I'm Ori O'Connor. So now this has been Wang Watch.
So now that you've showed the guys in the booth your dick for apparently no reason at 9:30 in the morning... Can we cover a story, maybe?
Certainly.
The one in Italy?
Certainly. It's about a rape. A very attractive woman that was raped.
Let me say this, and I can't stress it enough. Italians are very laid-back people. I've said this before. I'll say it again. They're so laid-back that the word for car in Italian is machine, is macchina. You know why? Because when they invented the car in, like, the 20s, they're like, we're going to call this the machine.
Dip your toe in the iniquity, the pool.
I try and enlighten you fucks, and it just haunts me. They're like, yeah, we're going to call it the machine. Why? Well, they're never going to be anything better. Well, what if we build a plane or a thing that can process numbers? And not going to happen. You're crazy. So this is what happened. Protesters gathered outside an appeals court in Ancona, Italy, as opposed to Angora, which means again, after a 2017 ruling was unsealed, which revealed that two men were cleared of rape charges. Are you out of your mind?
This is Ori O'Connor taking you live to Gabby Hoffman.
Speaking
Watch.
Of rape, Gabby Hoffman, can we call an audible with the other one? Can we get both of them in here? They're both in studio.
Gabby, do you want to have battling Gabbies?
I do. Now, Gabby, let me say this again, and Rob will be my witness. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Look like everything's coming up, Gabby. You're in a great mood. What brings you here today?
I just want to be on your TV show.
Were you here yesterday? I apologize. There was some yelling.
Oh, really?
There was some yelling. My buddy Brian got a little M-A-D angry.
Wait, let me get my coffee. Hold on.
Yeah, go get your coffee. Stay a while. Don't. Anyway.
Where'd Gabby go?
She's right here.
She just left.
Send the other one in.
Oh. Well, she's not ready. What happened? Why'd you make her leave?
She wanted... I made this coffee that my good friend Aaron gets me every morning look so delicious that she wanted a coffee, too.
Oh.
I believe that's what occurred.
Well, is she coming back?
I don't know. She might have saw those pictures of the four multicolored dicks and wanted to find the room they were in.
She is coming back, I understand. Very exciting. It's great to have Gabby here. My stomach feels a little off today.
Why?
Sickle cell.
I didn't think that affected your stomach. I thought that affected, like, your balance and stuff because you get lightheaded, because you lose blood, it doesn't clot.
Right.
I don't see how that affects your stomach.
Sickle cell.
Do you know anything about medicine? You ever cover any medical stories, Ori?
Certainly. We just covered Ori's wang.
No, you just showed the guys four different pictures of your dick. That's not a medical story. That's a fetish. You're like, pulling out your dick doesn't make it a medical story.
Understood. And that's why this Mueller investigation needs to move forward.
No, you can't just show pictures of your dick and then throw out like a topical political story and say it's...
We take you live now to Gabby Hoffman.
Gabby Hoffman, everyone. Gabby, have you met our new newscaster, Ori O'Connor?
I'm Ori O'Connor.
Watch this.
And
here we go.
This is the way the cookie crumbles.
This is, and that's his catchphrase. Ori O'Connor. Do we have a picture of Ori O'Connor?
Nope.
You don't think she'd want to see Ori O'Connor?
Nope.
Okay. The music usually means something.
Kyle Jameson.
Now, let the record show she asked. You can have all. That's Ori O'Connor.
Hello, Gabby.
Oh, here we go again. The same burn victim person.
No, was she? No. You
there was no fire, Gabby. Oh, this is Vitaligo.
You met Ori O'Connor?
Oh, God.
I suffer from Metallica.
She already regrets
this
it.
Is the same.
Oh, God.
This is the same piece of crap.
I have Enter Sandman disease.
Do you have a little cup?
Enter night, exit light.
Do you have a little cup?
Off to never, never land.
Yes. Do we have a cup? Figs!
Sure. Well, hello, Gabrielle. How are you? We were about to cover a story, but I'm very excited that you're here now, and I've heard some good things. Yes. Gabby?
Yes.
As you may or may not have known, we do on occasion play a game called Meet You.
Yes.
Okay. I thought we were going to discuss Asian markets.
We will get back to the Asian markets momentarily.
I was in the Asian market last night, if you know what I mean.
Ow.
I wanted to fucking...
I don't understand what he means, Gabby. What does he mean?
Something probably about porn.
No,
probably.
I was in the market for Asians. I wanted a little washy-washy, little hand release. Is the other guest here?
If you bear with us a minute, I'm Ori O'Connor.
Yeah, you
said
that.
This is the way the cookie crumbles after I show my penis. We have a very special segment now, and I would like to call this Dueling Gabbies.
Ladies,
bear with me for one moment.
Okay. Gabby Hoffman.
Hi.
And ladies and gentlemen, Gabby Hoffman. It had to happen. Worlds colliding. Slide it in. Back it up. Move over. Okay.
So. Let me ask you a question. What's with that calendar? That's a really nice calendar with a hat.
That's our Dave Landau calendar.
Oh, I like that calendar.
Okay.
Are you still drinking, Gino?
Yes, Gabby, I like a drink. Maybe you need to loosen up like Gabby, Gabby. She had a beverage.
Are you drinking? A little bit. All right, maybe a little. All right, I'll have a little.
Take a little swig, Gabby.
My boss isn't coming in today.
Wow, where do you work?
I work at an undisclosed magazine publisher on the Upper West Side.
Oh, what magazine?
I don't want to get fired.
Oh, okay.
All the magazines.
Do you need a glass, Gabby?
No, I'll just drink it out of this lid.
You don't want to cut your lip, do you, sweetie? I never realized how much that Gabby is like Kate Willett. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, buddy. What are you? I could have slid that forward if... All right, that's good. Hi. Look at this, huh?
I like it when a man crawls.
I do too. Oh my God, it's a cup.
All right, so Gabby.
Wait, could you do that again? Could you crawl a little more?
Yeah, because we like it. We like it when men crawl.
All right, so Gabby, either what? Gabby, both Gabbies are ignoring me. That's incredible. No. So Gabby, you're single again?
Sometimes.
What? Sometimes. So.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, good to have you here, buddy.
Could you ask Gabby if she's dating?
I just did. Oh, the other Gabby. Hey, Gabby, are you dating?
Sometimes.
All right.
I find, like, the more I date, the more I really like my boyfriend.
Really? See, I feel like you're kind of an uptight Gabby, and this Gabby's more of a free spirit. Whore is what I'm...
What?
No. What?
What are you talking about? What? Just a guy? I'm saying I feel like you're not, like, you're in a Gabby world where you're not as in tune with... You don't own your sexuality like this whore, like this Gabby, I mean, and you don't run with it.
Gino, don't call the Gabbies whores.
Either one?
No.
All right.
No, you can think it, but don't say it.
I'm kidding, Gabby. Not you, Gabby. Gabby.
Do you consider yourself a whore?
Like, oh, completely.
Like a media whore?
Like an attention whore?
No.
Oh, sick burn! Sick burn!
All right, who gets the sick burn?
I bet you already have a sick burn in your pants.
I do. Ooh, oh, there you go.
You spilled my
sick burn. Move it over.
God, oh my God.
He's so nervous. He's so nervous.
I'm sorry.
He's so nervous. He's spilling his apple juice. Ooh, little boy's spilling his apple juice.
Well, All right.
Don't forget your cap.
Oh, it's like you're in day camp.
Yeah, it's like you're in K-12 summer camp.
All right. So far, what we've learned is. This is like two sides of Gabby. Now, you're the more free-spirited Gabby. You're the more uptight Gabby. But I feel like you're more focused on your work, Gabby.
I'm very focused on my work.
Now, you're working for a magazine in some other universe? Because this Gabby works... Whatever. This Gabby works right down the hall.
I was hoping that we would meet one day.
Oh. Well,
one Gabby works in fashion, the other works in publishing.
She gave me a purse once. It was for free. And... Also, a cuff. I should have brought it in.
Oh.
A what?
A cuff. Like a beaded cuff. Retail of $90.
Really? Now, how much...
Big deal.
Now, where are those made, Gabby?
In India.
And how much do they pay the little slumdog millionaire boy that makes those in a sweatshop?
You know, they're not shitting on themselves. They have little holes.
Well, of course they have little holes. Did I mention I was in the Asian market last night? Thank you, Rob. That's a little hole joke. All right, back to you, Gabby. Not Gabby. Gabby, now you were just...
Did you ever travel to India?
No. Do I look like I have AIDS
or
dysentery?
You should go.
You should go.
Have you ever been to India?
Yes. I was there in 2007. No, I was in India.
We went with our dad.
I was in India in 2017, 19, or no, nine times. Nine times.
I was in an Indian once nine times. Thanks, it's an anal sex joke. So Gabby
was in India in 2017 nine times.
Yeah.
That's a lot of times.
That's a lot of times.
I cannot, no, that was the year she went.
What?
She was there in 2017.
Yes, nine times that year.
Oh, that's you were in India nine different times in 2017?
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Just go back and forth.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and here's a picture of India.
I don't want to see it.
You have to get special shots.
It might be, this might be his dick. It might be, it might be, yeah, it's his.
My mistake. Just God. D is India.
You did, no, you did that on purpose.
That's creative. That's very creative.
That was my
mistake. We
want to
see rainbow ones.
Oreo Garner.
Keep it up, Gabby.
Wait, Aaron, Gabby, do you have rainbow ones or tattooed ones? Sparkles? You should find the ones that are tattooed. They have.
Dip it in glitter.
Watch this, I'm going to guess Gabby. Gabby, put the dick
looking
back.
Looking that up, bear with us. Tattooed wangs.
Wait, I would put rhinestones on that.
I would bejazzle it.
Bejazzle?
But the bedazzler burns
if
people.
Have,
the bedazzler would burn it.
If you could have any one of these dicks, and don't answer yet, I want the picture up. If you could have any one of these dicks, A, B, C, or D, which one do you take?
Do they do that to a vagina also?
Yeah. Is it burnt?
Do they do that to a vagina? God did that. That's okay. On the count of three, I want you to say the letter of the dick you would do. You ready?
Oh.
One, two, three.
A.
Oh, this is gross. It looks like pigs or something.
Yeah, I mean,
wait a minute. What did you just call my penis a pig?
I might have gotten this backwards. Which dick would you do, Gabby?
I don't want
to. You have to pick one.
I don't know.
I've yelled this at women before.
Everyone in the booth said
A. Pick one. Take a dick.
Ew. This is gross.
I wish I could unpick mine. I just picked A because it's the most white.
Oh, the guys just grabbed my phone and they found pictures of my wife.
Gabby just said she'd take the dick that was the most white.
Ew, a white penis?
I made a promise to my dad.
What'd you promise your father?
No darkies.
And what is your dad's name?
This is so disgusting.
Really?
First of all, it's like an albino person.
So you're saying black dicks are disgusting? Like, Gabby, you can't say that.
This is like an albino.
She can say that, right?
I'm Oreo Connor, and I just heard black dicks are disgusting.
This is albino people? Or
no, it's guys with watch this. Ori knows what he has. I bet he can't. Ori, what's the condition you have?
Vitiligo.
I'll be damned. That's exactly right.
Thanks to a new thing over here at the network, we were able to utilize the internet and we found what Gabby was looking for.
I think this is like burn victim people.
Go on.
This is what happened to them.
Here we go. What Gabby was looking for.
Gabby loves
special
this
penis
one.
Victims unit.
Oh my god.
Look at that poor elephant.
Hey, what's up, man? It's John. We were looking for a long time, but I think we found it, man.
Wow. That's India. Wow.
That's very India.
John, what is that?
At first, we weren't sure if it was an elephant because like, you know, obviously the horns, but I'm pretty sure it's tattooed dick.
Could you? Oh.
Why did they not tattoo the dick itself?
Gabby, circumcised or uncircumcised?
Circumcised.
Gabby?
Well, I'm Jewish, so I guess.
Obviously circumcised. Yeah. If you come at me with one of those, no.
This is
really?
So
an
insane.
Elephant tattoo or a dick?
Both. Okay.
I'm Oreo
Connor.
I
don't know why people tattoo themselves. It's like they feel like they're a coloring book.
Do you believe?
They're not going to be able to be buried in a cemetery.
Yeah, do you believe that, Gabby?
It's like a coloring book, but on your body.
Sick burn!
Sick burn!
Is that a sick... The best was who was our guest yesterday. It's like dad humor with production value. That was my
Hey,
thing.
Man, did Gabby just say colored people are coloring books, man?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you said?
No, I'm just saying tattooed people are like coloring books.
You would never get a tattoo.
You know why people do tattoos? Because they want to prove like, oh, they went through something in their life.
Yeah, they're
or
so
like,
cool. They're
or,
tough.
Oh, you're so cool. You have to show that you have a tattoo. Right, Aaron? You have to show
you really love that band.
I do that because I want to show that I've been through stuff in my life.
Yes, you've been through stuff in your life and you like to show it on your arm.
Yeah. The one here means that I ate honeycomb.
What?
And the other one is the letters of my wife that I would cheat on with Gabby.
Sick burn, man.
Sick burn.
You've gone through shit
stupid
in your
wife.
Life. And hence, you like to tattoo it on your arm.
I'd like to apologize to Kevin Brennan and Brian McCarthy for talking over all of this and constantly screaming over people.
I've gone through so much in my life, I should just tattoo my entire body.
My dad threw a chair at me once.
What's that?
Nothing.
Wait, hold on, Gabby. Actually, my dad threw a chair at me, too. Can you, like, give
me
more
detail?
We
now take you back to Dueling Gabby's.
We've been here the whole time. Again, this is just me. This is me just screaming over everyone. One of them is gonna flash their boobs. What did I? Only in the morning do you get the. Again, people, if you're listening, just listening on the app, you're missing it. But for the most part, it translates. That was Dueling Gabbies. There you go. Fantastic. So,
you have to dance to that.
Now it's your turn.
Right? Like, what do you call that? Like the Amish music?
Yeah, it's like a hoedown.
That's hillbilly brother fucking music.
That's from Deliverance. That's a classic movie with the late.
I saw Deliverance. Yes, where the person got attacked in the woods, right?
Made love to Gabby.
Right.
They made him squeal like a possum.
A pig, Ori.
What?
Let's talk about happy things.
Yeah, let's
Gabby, yesterday.
Making love to a man with three colors of a dick isn't a happy thing. When you pull that multi-rate color.
Let's listen to Lady Gaga.
Let's listen to
Gaga.
La, la, la.
You're the whore. Sick.
Let's listen to Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Did you see the whole thing with her and Bradley Cooper?
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Shallow.
It's my ringtone.
Someone told me the movie is the guy's a real just fuck.
I listened to that. I think that song is the most popular song on YouTube.
3 seconds. He can't find a Lady Gaga song.
It's Shallow.
I love that song. Could you play that song, Aaron?
A Star is Born. Just Google it.
Whatever my Gabbies want, my Gabbies get.
You barely know them, Ori.
Play Shallow.
Play Shallow.
Sadness.
Can we check your
Gabby,
phone together?
Put the phone away. Stay in the moment.
Gabby, lock it down. What do you got? What are you doing? Who are you texting? Are you happy in this moment?
Anymore, man. Put your phone down, pay attention.
What am I doing? Why am I?
My cock is two colors. I don't know why.
Do you have any allergies, Gabby?
Shrimp.
You're allergic to shrimp?
Deadly allergic.
Shellfish? My mother was deathly allergic to shellfish.
Not shellfish, just shrimp. Like, I can have lobster and mussels.
If I was deathly allergic to shrimp, I wouldn't go near shellfish. I wouldn't go. Like, I'm allergic to, like Brazil nuts. So I didn't.
Tell me something,
get my fucking head out of it. What? This is upsetting. You're spilling my drink.
Gina, look at you drinking in the limousine.
Gabby, who are you texting?
It's business. India's texting.
You're texting India?
Tell India. Tell India I say hi. I want to go, but I'm just afraid of like getting.
Did you hire those Indian kids?
All of them.
Thank you. This is your favorite song, Gabs.
It's not legal to hire children, only to build your houses in Bihar.
What?
Yeah, they build the houses in little bricks. They hire little kids to build their houses in Bihar.
So,
I don't like Joy Bihar. She's my least favorite person on The View.
There's midgets in DR, man.
No, Bihar is a region in India.
I thought she was like some cunty chick on The View.
Haha, that's Joy Bihar.
Bihar.
No, Bihar's a region
Bihar.
In India.
It's a real place.
Where they like...
The number one response to my jokes is Harvard.
Farming.
Very funny, Gino.
Farming.
Yeah. Rob liked it, so I enjoyed it.
They farm like corn there.
They don't...
No, all the people that come to Mumbai come from like the villages, like Mumbai, the people...
Ori, you ever done any reporting in Mumbai?
They come from Bihar or Calcutta, and then they
Randy,
and then they find work in Mumbai. Yeah.
So when you go there, how long is your average trip to India?
Usually like 2 weeks. 2 months.
Is it 2 weeks or 2 months?
Like 2 months.
2 months. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're there, what do?
Go swimming.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right. You know, we just show them what beads to use.
All right, well, walk me through this. So, like, what kind of beads are they?
Well, it depends what they're making. Like, it was for the cuffs or the bags or the shoes. Like,
anal beads? Do you do any work with anal beads?
No.
That's gross.
No. That's made in China.
That's China.
Yeah.
That's more right. Like...
So you have the anal beads done in China, but when you go to India now, do you inspect the garments when you're there? Are you doing, like, quality control when you're there? Is it... equal parts work and vacation. What? Walk me through it. You land in India. Where's the first place you go?
McDonald's.
Is that correct? You go to McDonald's? What's your favorite food at McDonald's?
I like the number two.
The number two.
They don't have hamburgers. They don't have hamburgers in India.
What's that?
They don't have hamburgers.
I'm Ori O'Connor, here to give you breaking news. That is because in India, cows are considered sacred.
Right.
Look who, oh, look at that. He just spit out his gum.
Yeah, I can't even begin to explain. So wait,
in
you
India,
can't eat cow.
Now, you can have chicken or fish.
Chicken
like,
or
fish. Would you want to have a fish fillet in India?
Yeah, would you really want that? It's not even good here.
So you're saying you just eat chicken when you're in India?
Right. Yeah. Let me explain. Let me explain. A lot of people go to McDonald's in India. They do. It's crowded.
Just to get the chicken?
No, just to eat food. It's
just for shelter.
So you can't... 29 minutes in, there's your line just for shelter.
You see a lot of crazy stuff, like people walking naked. Like
in India?
Everything. Yeah. You see everything. It's like, it's sort of like a circus.
Do you ever get laid?
You ever go to the circus?
Yes, and I walked around naked. It was weird. I got a job. Did you ever...
You could get a job being a clown.
Yeah, you definitely could.
I would hire you.
I would hire you as like a mime or a clown. But then you wouldn't be able to talk.
That would be probably better.
Just go like this.
I'm in a box.
And Gino, you've got a phone call.
I don't want to answer. All right, go. You're in hot water, whoever this is.
Hi, Gino. This is Bill Schultz.
The guy that got in all the trouble with me on the Burning Bridges show.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, could you please tell Gabby Hoffman to stop texting me?
Gabby, stop texting Bill.
Who's Bill?
I don't even understand it. All it says is anal beads. Anal beads.
The weird thing, people are dirty. Well, could you give Gary?
Gabby told me she was doing business, and then she's just texting Bill Schultz. Anal beads.
Bill
constantly.
Bill, do me a favor. Would you give Gary your phone? I'd love to see a picture of what she tweeted you or texted you.
It looks like a penis, but it's both black and white, much like a popular Michael Jackson single.
She acted like she hated that penis. You know, that's
was lots of there was a big love thing there, heart emojis, and then more black and white penis. Indians are dirty again.
Fun fact that
we're working on rainbow vaginas.
That penis.
We're working on bejazzled penises.
That penis collage was actually a Christmas gift from Ori O'Connor to his girlfriend. He tried to Andy Warhol it. Did you know that?
This is Ori O'Connor.
Hold on,
with
the
breaking
other
news.
Gabby Hoffman is texting me right now. I gotta go.
Bill Schultz, everyone.
We've been able to track down Gabby Hoffman's texts.
Oh, well, let's take a look at them.
Patching through.
Here we go. John, patch me through.
Yeah, we're working on his little technical difficulties, man. Hold on one second, and there we go.
I have no idea what you're doing, do you? Gabby, you ever get laid in India while we're waiting for the picture of the text that you sent? Do you want to explain this? You know, we'll do this like a movie clip. Would you like to explain the text that we're about to see? Like, here you go.
These are just some orders for some supplies.
Yeah. Anal beads. India sucks. It seems really hateful.
You spelled my name wrong.
Yeah.
It's IE.
Is it really?
That's not me.
And here's, that's all you wrote, those three texts?
Oh.
I feel like there's more. Bill's not on the phone anymore.
Anal beads are from China.
They are really from China?
Yeah, they're not made in India.
and they're tested in China.
Why is my phone ringing?
This is not me.
This is definitely not me.
And
are you?
They're doing spelling errors, too. Yeah, likely you?
Rife
no.
With spelling errors.
This is what you were texting?
Oh, this is not me.
No.
Why would you?
I mean, Gabby, can you prove that it's not you?
It's Motto Wash Mugs? Oh.
It says Gabby Hoffman right on the top. Sex bot.
Again, spelling error. Aaron, spelling error.
I would never make a spelling error.
Oh, Aaron, I don't do spelling errors.
Sex butt backwards.
Right. Aaron, learn how to spell.
Yeah. Get it together.
So you like sex in the butt?
Oh, no.
Oh.
You do.
You do, though. You can tell.
You're not.
Yes,
what's that around your neck? That looks like anal beads.
Oh, yeah. What is that? And what is that shirt? It says New Jersey Bees or something.
It's a bee on it.
It's the second to last shirt in my laundry, by the way. Doing laundry today. Mouth fucking. Butter chicken for lunch.
What Gabby, is that bracelet? Bracelet's paying.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabby. Gabby, it's John. Can you explain the end of that text thread right there?
Yeah, what is vindaloo?
I have no idea. What is vindaloo?
It's a kind of food.
And I didn't know Bill Schultz could say such hateful things. That's bizarre. You don't see that every day.
Ask them if the shoes are ready. Oh, wait. No, these are texts.
We're not going to get to any of these.
You know, are you going
to
go on vacation?
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you going to go on vacation?
Green Line keeping me so busted.
Brett's in Miami.
Who's Brett?
My ex-boyfriend. He's in Miami.
So this other Gabby is a weirdo face.
You were on again, off again for like 10 years, right?
Let's talk about Brett.
Why are you asking if I want to go, if I'm going to go on vacation?
You should go to Miami.
Why should I go to Miami?
Because it's so relaxing there.
Please, that's yesterday. I have enough. If I get, when I finally do get a week off, I'm in L.A. and I'm fucking,
can
you know.
I have a little bit?
Can I have some?
We're done. Oh. I'm kicked. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, no free stuff from Jameson?
Is there any booze in the fridge, Bill?
Dude. You used to get free booze from Jameson.
I have old.
Yeah,
no,
aren't they sponsoring you?
Thing but free booze. I have old. Oh, are you still texting? Brett gave me crabs. Why did Brett give you crabs?
He didn't give me crabs.
I didn't even see you text that. You're like a ninja. I said ninja. It's Tuesday. You're like a ninja. It's weird. Sick burns.
Let's talk about Brett.
Yeah.
Who is Brett?
Brett's my ex-boyfriend.
He's a real dick.
Now, why did you break up?
He broke up with me.
He broke up with me.
Why did he break up with you?
Because he realized he couldn't handle all this.
Is that right, Gabby?
Well, I don't know. He still loves me, though. It's very weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Still talk.
Brett ate bucks like a woodcut chipper. Now, I didn't even, like, if you want to take
Brett,
your time and
Brett's
text.
Brett's the man. Brett's the man.
What do you mean Brett's the man?
He's a man.
He dealt with me for 14 years.
Are you saying sexually he's the man? Like, he really drove it home?
Well,
no.
That's not a no.
Relationship is more than about sex, Gino.
Yeah, it was more than sex, Gino.
It was more like...
He's a good hugger.
He's a good hugger?
He can cuddle.
Oh, he's a fag.
Like cuddle you all through the night kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about sex, you know. It's more about holding.
Because that wears off.
What?
It's more about holding.
Holding
being
what?
Close.
Like holding a person. Yeah, like
holding them down during sex?
No, just holding a person.
Am I misunderstanding this?
Have you ever held
holding
a person?
Holding your hand over their mouth so they can't bitch and make you lose your erection?
Rewind. I wonder what your mother would say.
What's that?
Who raised
nothing. My dad would cover her mouth so he could finish.
Like gab, 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 gab.
Literally raised by wolves.
Classic Gino, man. Classic Gino.
Shut up, John.
Gino, where did you grow up? Did you grow up in New Jersey? It says New Jersey.
I want to feel you be shallow. What? I don't even know.
I grew up in New Jersey, but
I grew up in Southern New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that.
Yeah, explains what?
Nothing.
Where are you from?
From like
Northern New Jersey.
Northern, up higher.
Fuck the quarterback behind me. So that's why you broke up with Brett, because he banged a cute.
No, he broke up with me.
Me.
Yeah, he broke up with me.
Why did he break up with you again?
He said I was just too much.
Yeah, just there's
and he needed
too
to
much
have,
woman.
He needed space.
He needed to have his own apartment.
I know what they look like, Gabby. Why are you still texting?
He wanted me to have independence. He wanted me to be
my own person.
That's right.
And how long was the last? Now, the last time you broke up, Gabby, I'm guessing you thought, well, this time it'll be temporary because it's always temporary. But this time it stuck, is what you're saying?
He still loves me.
He still loves me a lot. Like
what are you doing?
He still loves me. Look, he still loves me.
Are you engaged?
No, but he would buy me lots of things.
Oh, no, that's your right.
This is just my hand.
Okay. If a man buys you lots of things, does that mean he loves you?
Like when you break up.
Oh, I love you. Oh,
these earrings didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to keep them.
Oh, I love you because I buy you jewelry.
It's just stuff.
Do you think he was trying to materialistically hold on to you? Do you think he was doing that?
I don't know. No.
Look, you can't. Why do you say blacks are criminals? Wait, I keep forgetting.
If a man buys you jewelry, does that mean that they love you?
Yes, and that they
really
want a blowjob. That's what it means.
No.
You know what it usually means? And Rob will attest, he's married. Means they fuck someone else and they don't want you to know. No. Hey,
I've got
why
a lot
I
of jewelry.
You with this jiggly
Brett
tiny?
Would never, ever do that.
Like
Brett would never, ever do that. Brett would never cheat on me.
Never.
Never get caught cheating on you?
No, he would never cheat on me.
Not even.
Okay, so Bill's on the left. Bill's on the left. Bill's on the left because we can't. Like, how hard is it to type? You have a.
Why is it still up on the screen?
And you're stuttering on every. You're misspelling in all caps. And why do you guys type in all caps? I feel like you're screaming.
Because
girls. Thank you, Tony.
We get emotional sometimes.
Why are you going to move in with Bill Schultz, Gabby?
Who's Bill Schultz?
He's a man who's around here.
Yeah, the dog. No,
he looks like kind of like a.
Oh, here we go.
A haircut.
There
he is.
Bill, are you? Bill, you just. Are you?
Wow, you look. You're cute. You look kind of like a disgraced pirate.
Is that Bill Schultz?
In those
yeah.
In those plates.
Is that Bill Schultz?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay.
He's not bad.
Bill Schultz. He's a big star here on the network.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, he writes for the Times.
Good grief, that's a great shirt.
Wait, he writes for the Times, right?
What?
The New York Times.
Yeah, doesn't he write for the Times?
He's like a famous.
Yeah, he does.
Author.
What?
He's famous.
He's written articles about.
He
like,
freelances
politics.
For the Times, right?
Oh, hi.
I have a pass for limos. No, the bus dummy. Ooh, What are you saying in that?
Sorry, Bill. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
What are you saying in that last text? Hooey, I-O. What is that? I don't think you spell with two L's, do you? Is that how you spell his name? Roger Ailes?
I think Roger Ailes is a little busy right now.
Okay. Oh, that feels better.
Gino.
I know. We needed more whiskey. My old roommate stole my toaster. I don't even know.
You ran out of whiskey? Oh.
All right, so.
That's like Jesus running out of wine.
No, Jesus can turn it into more wine.
He can always make more.
Gabby's cracking herself up. Literally.
You're not like Jesus.
She's
not
literally like Jesus. Cracking herself up
Jesus
right now.
Jesus wouldn't be insulting.
Why?
Jesus would never wear that jacket.
Why do you. You know that one's actually Bill's feed. You know that, right?
Jesus
you know,
would not be mean to women.
So yeah.
Jesus would not be mean
me,
to women.
He was texting, white penises look good. That's what I am to believe?
Jesus Christ would not be mean to women.
Jesus would never make fun of penises.
Well, you know, the Catholic Church commandeered that whole story. He was fucking that bitch, Mary Magdalene, little hottie. So the Catholic Church made her out to be a whore because the Catholic Church can be so misogynistic and set in his ways.
You speak to a priest?
What's that?
When was the last time you spoke to a priest?
Yeah, do a confessional.
Yeah, when was the last time you spoke to a priest?
Other than playing that who can keep a secret longer game? By the way, I'm winning. No. Yeah, I went to Catholic school.
Were you abused by someone who
no.
sexually?
Yeah.
Abused means you didn't want it, right?
Oh my God. No. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh God. It
happens to a lot of people.
Why are you saying sorry? I think he wanted it, man.
Thank you, John. I forgot.
No, Gino, did that really happen to you?
No.
Oh my God. I think
you admit to it right now.
Oh, Gino.
Did you forget your
sorry.
Crazy pam?
Have you seen Finding Neverland or Leaving Neverland?
No.
It's really crazy.
I'm itchy from sleeping.
Wow. You know, did that really happen to you?
Yeah.
No.
I think it did.
No.
So too.
No, I have I have a problem with the Catholic Church because while my mother, who was a school teacher and didn't make a lot of money, and my mother was a farmer, my father was a farmer, and my mother, they gave money to the church every week because that's what they were told to do. And then you come to find that money goes to paying off hobbling altar boys in fucking Boston because the Catholic Church is a fucking piece of shit scam that fucks little boys and covers it up and takes it till 2019 to be like, all right, we're going to do something about that now. And then they don't really do anything.
Where's your mom now?
You could always be
dead.
Jew.
She died of cancer.
So why didn't you
like
go? Why
my father died of lung cancer.
So if you had all these problems, why didn't you just?
I don't have any problems. I'm fine, other than I talk over Brian McCarthy in the middle of his podcast.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really intense.
Dude, do you think that you would go to temple? You could go to a Jewish temple.
I know. All McCarthy does is. Let me interrupt.
Wait,
and tell
Gino,
you
could go to temple.
You could go to temple
on Saturday.
Gabby, I'm being passive aggressive.
Wait, on Saturday you can come
to temple.
Yeah, you can come to temple. You can go to the Jewish temple.
It's redundant to say Jewish temple.
We don't sexually abuse people.
What's that?
Jewish people don't sexually abuse people.
Then what's the selling point of me showing up?
Matzah.
Beers are good.
Oh.
What, is this still going on? I'm trying to land this plane, and meanwhile, there's another guy in the cockpit. Sit down. I have no problem. My problem is with organized. Did you see the abducted in plain sight?
No.
Watch that. Because some gay dude that's Mormon lets this guy that abducted his daughter and fucking molested her go because he jerked the guy off and he didn't want anyone in the LDS community to think he was gay when everyone knew the guy was a queer. Oh. Everyone knew it. But, you know, because religion says being gay is wrong.
Wow.
Wow.
Black ducks are so burnty. All right, we're good.
Burnty.
I don't think Berg's going to make it every time. The only time I think to check, I see Berg grabbing his head. Like, he's going to, are you, is Aaron going to make it, John?
So what are you going to, what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
Wild and crazy back
here,
man.
Wait, what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
What are you doing for Mother's Day?
I'm going to go to my mother's grave where she's buried. John. I've never seen jewelry so misspelled.
Well, I guess you're going to save.
Seen...
You don't have any black friends.
You know, I guess you're going to save money on brunch then.
Yes. Yes, I am. And I don't have to take Aunt Olga out for Mother's Day because she died like a month ago.
More savings.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you.
Wait, do you have children?
What's that?
Do you have children?
No.
Oh, but you're married?
A cat.
No.
You're not married? I thought
no.
You were married.
No. I always make sure I live on in an apartment that's at least a 3-floor walk-up, so I never have to worry about my girlfriend being pregnant. Wow. Rob got it first. You push them down the stairwell, and then they lose the baby.
That's so mean.
And they learn how to cook more quickly.
I fell down the stairs once by accident. I did not learn how to cook.
Why do you hate women?
What are you doing
in there? Gino, why do you hate women so much?
My text message, it just keeps diving deeper, man. Like, it's groundbreaking happening, man.
Gino, why do you hate women? Yeah, why do you hate women, Gino?
Like you hate women.
I love women. I've never hit a woman. I make fun of hitting women because it's so ridiculous to do so.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you have a girlfriend?
Currently?
No.
Why not?
Daddy likes to play the field.
Oh, Gino.
Daddy likes to swoop into the most vulnerable get back at your father chick available.
So, Gino, you don't have a girlfriend. I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh,
yes, he does.
Surprise, surprise.
Yes, he does. Fuck. You know, you can use lowercase if you want to, Gabby or Bill.
Oh.
20, yeah, 23, 26. 23.
Regular Gabby.
23, you're just bragging.
Redheaded Gabby said she likes getting her ass eaten. Do you like that?
Ew. I mean, like, one time Brett did it.
Why do you keep putting 100?
This is gross.
Is 100 like 100%? Is that easier than...
Yeah, it's like slang. The kids say it means 100. It's like saying,
did you
like
say
copy.
Slaying?
That's like slang, man.
Gino, wait. I'm going to be in North Carolina on Monday, the 18th.
Are you really, Gabby? Are you going to be hanging out with our good friend Chrissy Mayer? She's incredible.
I'm doing my own 2 shows at the Pit in Chapel Hill.
The Pit in Chapel Hill? Now, can you go there? Because you're Jewish and Chapel is Christian. Can you go there?
Yeah. Yes. That has nothing to do with it, Gino.
Okay. You know what you should do? You should run a Challenger. Or was it? What was it?
And then Philly on the 22nd and Lancaster on the 23rd. And then Lucy's on the 5th.
Hit K again. Do K again.
This is too many K's.
Another K. So you have 3 K's. All right, Gabby, well, we've learned a lot.
So wait, so why don't you have a
girlfriend?
Because I don't want... I'm 50.
They're a lot of work.
40 on Bumble. 50?
Oh, you go on Bumble?
What's that?
You go on Bumble?
I did, and I took it off the phone. Then me and Berg, wherever he is, he never made it in today.
You know where they have a lot of Bumble? Bihar.
In India? He stole my social. He's got a bit of a star. Hey! Joanne Nosachinsky walking in once again saying, this seems normal. I'm a firm believer, like, I get in, like, relationships find you, like, when you're ready. The people you need in your life find you, and that.
When was your last girlfriend?
I was dating Alex Engelbert for a while.
Okay.
And she gave him a bracelet.
Know her, but the fans know her. That's why.
Okay.
She's really cute.
Very cute.
Oh.
She's B-A-N-A-N-A-S crazy.
Okay.
She does yoga.
Then again, I'm pretty nuts, too. I don't have my shit together. 3 K's awesome. I get that.
That is not okay.
So, Gabby, you'll be in Chapel Hill. 2 shows this Friday?
No, on Monday the 18th.
You're doing a Monday show at the Pit?
Yeah, it was a bad idea. No, I'm kidding. It's a great idea.
Racist Teddy.
It's all I could get.
You know, that's Bill's feet. Okay. So you're going down for the weekend? Do you have family down there?
I'm going down on Thursday.
Is Brett going to come meet you there?
He might.
Is Brett going to meet?
That's my Brett.
Wait. Just wait a minute.
My Brett.
I have
a Brett, too.
You ever have a threesome, Gabby? Like you and
yes.
A dude?
I had a whole summer where I just, that's all I did.
Summer of Gabby?
I was very damaged.
Why do you keep talking about
I have a
that?
New niece.
You're making Bill jealous.
Do you know I have a new niece?
Do you really?
She was born February 16th.
Oh.
She's an Aquarius.
Is she?
Yes.
My father was an Aquarius. He died cancer. My father was an Aquarius. My niece is your niece will be like 15 in a week. They grow
Name's
up. It's ridiculous.
Ava Jane Mayer.
Get over it,
I mean,
Bill
Hoffman.
He loved you. We get it. All right, we're in the ninth minute of stoppage time on a show that I just... It's a tale of two cities. This is a beaut. This is just in a package, people.
I like that I can come on the show just to check my phone.
You
like,
can. It's fantastic.
It's like
okay.
A free time.
Okay, so Gabby will be in North Carolina. And Gabby, where will you? She's actually working. I actually got a
glimpse. She's doing more than I am.
It's one necklace, one pair of duck earrings, and a giant black cock, which I don't even know what that is. But I don't know. You're probably going to be able to market them. I will buy you stuff. You like stolen gifts.
I wonder what you do on Sunday, Gino.
Yeah, the Lord's Day.
Sunday is my only day off. I say Jesus Christ a lot because I'm gambling on football.
What do you do on Sunday, Gino?
What's that?
What do you do on Sunday?
I was an altar boy for 4 years, I'll have you know.
Oh.
And I read at my church.
You what?
I read at my church. I'm my niece's godfather. I'm very religious. I just don't believe in organized religion. I believe it's a problem.
What about disorganized religion?
I love disorganized religion. I believe there's a higher power. I can also get blue apron from mine.
Do you believe in the Pope, Gino?
Yeah, I believe the Pope is, yeah, I believe he's a person. Do you know why it's called the Pontiff? Do you know why it's called the Pontiff? Because he's supposed to be the bridge from God to man. But all he does is cover up fucking sex scandals.
Do you believe in Christmas?
Yes, I love Christmas.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Where the fuck were you this whole time?
I had to go poop. How are the Gabbies doing?
Gabby. They're fantastic.
Hey, I saw Berg downstairs. He told me to check their bags.
Why?
Something about stolen goods. Hi, Gabby. How are you? How you doing? Is it all right if I check your bag?
If you find a bag, knock yourself out.
I don't have a bag.
Gabby, no, Gabby. Gabby, we're good. Gabby? Gabby? All right, she's gone.
Gabby.
What a great show.
Well, Bill was texting through the whole show with the guests. It was very distracting.
Wow. Missing sodas. I went into the fridge and there's all the sodas I brought.
Well, check Bill's
The bag. Frescas, the Sunkissed.
You know there's sodium in Fresca?
They're all gone.
Yeah. He was texting with Gabby the whole show, dude, but apparently they're doing a Blue Apron dinner tonight. Should be pretty exciting.
I've been sent a book because we have like real guests come on now.
Right,
and I guess I have
book?
To read the book.
What's the book?
You want to read it?
Sure.
Alex Berenson, Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence.
How do I know the name Alex Berenson?
Because I just said it?
Yeah, you may recognize the name from Gino saying, who the fuck is Alex Berenson? Yeah, I don't, the name sounds familiar, but I guess not. All right.
So she was on a TV show trying to, like, mimic me?
Alex Berenson?
That girl.
TV show, yes, Thomas? Mimic you, no.
That's Gabby. We don't even know who you are, Gabby.
What happened with all these texts?
Sick burn!
Sick burn!
Bill,
Gabby, we need those sodas back. I wasn't
Bill
fucking
was
around.
Gabby the whole time. Ori just is a predator that likes showing people his dick. It's bizarre. You were taking a shit for 72 minutes?
Am I allowed to smoke?
That's not healthy.
Wait, am I allowed?
You need to go to a doctor.
Am I allowed to smoke in here? I need a cigarette.
Can't she, John?
All right, play the music. Get us the fuck out of here. I want to thank Gabby Hoffman. I want to apologize to Mike Figgs. You can never be replaced with a puppet. Head writer, fucking John. Garrett Morton is
Thursday, Arthur Avenue, Bronx Beer Hall. Come on by.
I'm talking over you.